You're listening to KCNI Public Affairs. My name is Jeremy Scheip, and we are happy to have Alan Bartels here from Lower Loop NRD. Thanks for joining us, Alan.
Yeah, good morning, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate having you along, and I'm always excited when we have the opportunity to catch up because you always have so many things for us to talk about. There's a lot going on. Just in general, speak to the season that we're entering into for LLNRD. It's I would venture to guess from an outside perspective, a very busy season that we're right around the corner from.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we're busy all year long, but of course, as spring arrives, we get the opportunity to be out in the field more. So our technicians are out doing water samples. They're still doing soil sampling. And so pretty busy. If you come there during the day, it can sometimes seem like there's almost nobody there because a lot of offices are empty, but that's because those guys are out doing the field work, just recovering, I guess I would say, a winter spent working with data and entering data into computers. So our technicians, I would say they definitely look forward to this time of year. Those guys do enjoy being outside.
That's great. And, you know, to draw a comparison between them and the people who call Nebraska home, a lot of us like the outdoors and seeing it. And there's something going on with Lower Loop NRD. What year is this, by the way, for the photography contest?
So I started this in 2022, shortly after I came to the NRD. So
great.
Yeah.
Great. And we've seen some beautiful, beautiful photographs that have been captured by people of all different skill levels, haven't we, over the years?
Yeah, definitely. So, and we've talked about this contest several different times over the years here, so I appreciate it. But it's been a while since I've been here. But yeah, our fifth annual photo contest is underway. And really the reason we started it, we just want people to go out and explore our district. Of all the 23 natural resources districts in Nebraska, the Lower Loop NRD is the largest. It covers more than 10% of the state of Nebraska, more than 5 million acres, 156 miles from east to west, from the Sand Hills past Columbus to the east, 96 miles north to south. So it's really immense. And, you know, I've seen most of this state, and I do honestly believe that our NRD is the most beautiful. We've got 514 miles of streams. Like I said, the Sand Hills, all the rangeland, the river valleys and the farmland. It's just beautiful, and the photo opportunities within the district are just immense.
Well, and I think that what I like about your photography contest is that I think people immediately go to the nature side of things, but there's so many different other things that you can see through your lens of your camera that you can capture. I guess maybe talk to the variety of photos you've seen in the past. If people haven't entered into this contest before, what kind of photos could they maybe enter that maybe if they don't have nature scenes in their camera roll, what could they enter?
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of a couple photos we received from a person a couple years ago. She sent two photos of her feet, and her cat was at her feet, and it was kind of a cute photo. Probably not exactly what we were looking for, but actually we don't really have any strict rules on what people can send. We do like the nature stuff and the landscapes, the wildlife. We get a lot of agriculture, people work in the fields, tractors with flags blowing in the breeze. We really enjoy that stuff. And we also like to see pictures taken at our recreation areas. We operate Pybo Lake Recreation Area and also Davis Creek Recreation Area, and we love to see pictures from there of wildlife or scenery or just families enjoying themselves. And we're also looking for conservation types pictures that tell a story, you know, farmers implementing conservation practices, stuff like that. We don't get a lot of those, but we do like to see those. In the past, people have sent photos from town events and community things like that, or just pictures of people. And so we don't really draw the line at anything. We get a lot of sunsets, sunrises, thunderstorms, tornadoes, stuff like that. So
things that from an outside perspective, people could look at the group of pictures and say, that's what life in Nebraska and the Lower Loop NRD area is like. And that can look a lot of different ways.
That's true. And, you know, when we look at all the entries, which will be hundreds by the time it's said and done, it's a good representation of life here. And we do use those photos on Facebook and other social media and for other things. One photo contest entry is now part of an exhibit in our lobby on a wall that talks about what we do and about the resources of the district. So these photos, hard to say where they could end up, but they're all potentially used in a positive way to show people what life and work is like here.
Talk about, if you would, some of the parameters when people are wanting to enter a photo. What do you need from them? Because you probably don't want something that's like 20 DPI or anything like that. You want some nice quality photos.
Yeah, we don't have too many strict rules. We're willing to look at anything, but we do want all the pictures entered to have been taken within the NRD. We don't need to see stuff from Florida or Washington State. We do get some odd entries like that sometimes. We get a lot of phone photos. Most of those are fine. We still do receive some photos taken with flip phones, and the resolution on those is usually not usable. And then we do receive quite a few photos taken with digital cameras. And there's no time frame as to when the pictures must have been taken. A lot of contests specify within the last year, but we're willing to look at your old photos from the NRD if they're beautiful. And that's really the only limitation we have. If you're a professional photographer, we're willing to look at those. With the smartphones these days, most people probably have a camera at hand at most times. So I hope they keep our contest in mind and send us some beautiful photos.
I think it's truly incredible when you think about, you know, it used to be so amazing that there was even a camera that could take a pixelized picture on your phone. And now we've got phones that are taking 4K photos right out of your pocket, and they're less than a quarter of an inch thick. And that's a tool that people can utilize. You just got to remember it's there. And I think the important thing is we're so maybe sometimes in these days caught up with taking pictures in a vertical layout. Turn that camera to the side, right, and get that landscape a little bit. That's one of my big pet peeves as someone in media. You know, I can do so much more with a picture that shows me a distance left to right rather than a long, skinny picture.
I totally agree. Horizontal is better. Maybe we're both just old school. I don't know, but we do get a lot of those vertical photos, and they have their use, but we see it all for sure.
Great. Number one thing to know is that you're open for submissions through mid-May, right?
That's right. May 15th, we'll close entries. And the best way for people to find out how to enter is just go to our website, llnrd.org.
All right. Anything we didn't touch on the photo contest you wanted to toss out there?
You know, you talked about those quarter-inch thick little phones with their great cameras, and, you know, that's true. And sometimes it makes me wonder why I've got a 7-pound Nikon hanging around my neck when I'm out doing photography. So whether you got a photo or, excuse me, if you've got a phone or a real camera, hope you'll go explore our district and send us some beautiful photos.
If anything else, use it as an opportunity to learn the ins and outs of that camera that you've had at home for a while that maybe you don't know all the bells and whistles on, which I would venture to guess most of us don't know all the bells and whistles on those cameras.
Same way, those cameras have a lot of features that I never even use.
I pick one up and I just have this bad habit of looking for the auto switch.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to go about it, but yeah, they can capture wonderful photos.
They do great.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Jeremy.
That was Alan Bartles with the Lower Loop NRD. The photography contest is open now through May 15th.